We are back finally. This is the safety meeting. I'm Josh. Joey's here. He's putting his newly born child in the crib for a nap. And we're going to attempt to do this podcast while he is sleeping and keep the volume fairly low. My levels don't look good right now. This is not good. Let's see. How can I do this? Is that better? Do I have good levels now? No? No good levels? Still running low. Don't know what's up, really. Now we're reading a little better. Oh. Joey has given up on the crib. He has returned. And we're going to start the thing.
Joseph Christopher Rosenbaum of the Fifth will be joining us.
He is, and he is wide-eyed and bushy-tailed right now.
He is awake.
What's up, bro? You want to get in on this?
I guess we need to turn off the TV.
Yeah, you could
mute that. Like my mic's a little low.
Yeah, it's reading low. I don't know what's up right now. I got us all maxed out, too. So whenever we listen to this, it's probably going to be...
So maybe I should talk a little louder. Oh, there we go. That's loud.
Yeah, it's going to be... great when I listen to this on Monday.
Well,
how you been, buddy? It's been a while.
Been a long time since we've done one of these.
Yeah, I forgot to look that up. I should do that real quick.
Yeah.
But keep going, man. Explain how the last month or so has been.
Well, witnessing childbirth was a life-changing experience, to say the least.
How so?
It's been, well, seeing... a human baby come out of a vagina is...
I bet that's intense.
Pretty intense, dude.
I've seen the video in health class.
Yeah, it's pretty intense. Especially when it's yours. And anyway, yeah, I was sleepless at the hospital for 3 days. And then came home and I was sleepless for a few days. And then we kind of got into a little routine. And everything's good. He's healthy. And that's all I can ask for, so...
Yep, that is really, but he looks like a good one. I almost got him a Lions onesie off NFLShop.com.
I'm glad you didn't waste your money.
It looks like our last podcast was done February, the last day of February this year.
Wow, it's been a while.
Yeah, so we're really slacking on our duties as far as this thing goes.
But yeah, well, you know, shit happens.
Yes, it does. Speaking of shit happening.
You're getting married, and I had a kid, so.
Yeah, those things aren't important, though. What is important is that the NFL kicked off last night.
Yes, that is important.
It's super important to me, even though most people weren't happy Tom Brady got to play. But
I'm okay with it for the simple fact the NFL had it all wrong. Because if you're trying to base a suspension... For what he did or didn't do, we don't really know. I think he probably did, but I still don't care. I don't think 2 pounds of pressure in a ball is going to matter in a game where he blew out the Colts 45-20 or whatever exactly. The fuck it was. So I don't think he should have been suspended. I think it was good. I mean, I think he is a cheater, and I think they do cheat, and they probably cheated last night, but... we can't prove it.
And they get away with it, too. So, yeah. I mean, if you're going to get away with it, I mean...
why wouldn't you do it?
Exactly. And the game's over. I mean, after the game's over, there's not a whole lot you can do. I mean, of course, you could take a win away or try to, but at the end of the day, they still went out there and won.
Right.
So...
and, like I said, it wouldn't have affected the outcome of the game because they blew them the fuck out. And also, when you try to base... the suspension off the drug policy, and this is a totally different issue. That's why they lost in court, I feel like, the NFL and Goodell, because of that. They didn't have a rule for it, and on top of that, you can't prove that he did it.
Yeah.
So,
did you see that they were trying to get the equipment staff unsuspended, too, because
right.
The equipment staff was suspended, and then once Brady's appeal went through and he didn't get suspended, they were trying to get them back so
right.
They could have them, too.
Yeah.
Like, how fucked up would that be, though? You're, like, an equipment manager, and you get suspended by the NFL. Like, what the hell?
Yeah.
My job just went from being meaningless to I'm now looking at all eyes are on me, you know?
Yeah.
That's so crazy.
And all because of a couple pounds of pressure and a ball.
Yep. And then, of course, we have to deal with this headset thing for...
probably the next 3 weeks.
Well, at least two, but, I mean...
yeah, definitely this next whole week. Just, until they play again.
I mean, the whole first week in general, I think, has a lot that you... if that just the average fan, I think, you could look forward to quite a lot this week.
Oh, absolutely.
And just seeing Brady last night, though, it made me happy about football again because he had that offense working.
Oh, my God. 19 straight passes completed. You can't beat that. I mean, that's perfection in a sense. And Gronk, seeing Gronk out there just being unstoppable once again.
He's a big man.
Oh, my God. It's like almost 6'7".
Like if J.J. Watt went on a diet, that's Gronk.
And J.J. Watt doesn't need to go on a diet.
No. Did you watch any Hard Knocks?
Uh-uh.
Dude, I love that show so much.
I don't have HBO.
Oh, man. Oh, it's good just so... though. Oh, it's so good.
Oh, and Little Joe wants to get in on the conversation.
He's sleep talking. He's like, hey, man, I got a binky somewhere, don't I?
Yeah, I think it's in the room.
All right, and I will continue this. But anyways, as far as the NFL in general, it's hard to be too hard to compete as far as that goes. I thought it was pretty funny last night that that college football didn't even attempt to compete with the NFL because everybody knew that as all eyes were going to be on the NFL. So only one college football game I think was played last night: Western Kentucky versus Louisiana Tech. Which Western Kentucky's football team may be legit.
Really?
Yeah, they beat Vanderbilt week one, and then they beat Louisiana Tech last night, I'm pretty sure, handily.
Wow.
I'll double check, but...
that's crazy, Western Kentucky?
Yeah.
My cousin went to that school. He Brian Hash is his name. He does a radio talk show in the mornings locally here in Louisville area. I can't remember what radio station, though. That's true. AM.
So, let's see. Uh-oh. It looks like they did not beat them handily.
No?
No. Yeah. Final score was 38-31.
Wow. Well,
but they are
the 2-0. Patriots game was 28-21. It wasn't that close.
Yeah, well, it really was 28-14, but
yeah.
They got that last late touchdown. But I think it's interesting, too, that this two-point conversion thing is going to be fun to watch, I think, because they moved the extra point back. So now more teams are going for two instead of, like, kicking extra points.
Really?
Yeah, dude. So now instead of having the 18 or 19 yarder, they kick from like, that's like a 30 or 35 yard field goal.
Oh.
Yeah. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, that makes it a little more difficult.
Well, and it makes going for two that much more appeasing. I mean, I would go for two every time.
Well, where are you at?
The 2 yard line still.
For going for two?
Or kicking a 30 yarder for 1 point.
Wow. See, they should have moved the 2 point back too.
I think they should have moved it closer.
The two-point conversion?
Put the ball at the one.
And they just go for it every time. That would be more entertaining, for sure.
Or put the ball at the five and then let them kick 35-yarder instead of 31.
Right.
Yeah. I think that would be good.
Thanks, babe. You want to chime in?
I'm Josh.
Yeah. This is Josh Kite. Crystal.
Yep. I've known him since he was that age. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah,
I threw up. Well, yeah, I did puke on you once.
That was we were probably what,
7 or 8? Yeah, it was between 8 and 7, 10, somewhere in there. But yeah, I puked all over you.
Yeah, all over the wall and everything.
Yep, too much pizza. I remember.
We partied hard that night.
Yeah, it's like that Spinelli's commercial. That's the way we were partying then.
That Spinelli's commercial is great.
That is the most.
He throws down the pixie sticks. Let's party. that's great.
We're special.
Yeah.
But anyway, I wanted to go back to the NFL, though.
Okay.
It's just too big.
So, big games this week. I know my Packers play the Bears, which is always fun.
That's not going to be, that's going to be a blowout.
Yeah, probably, but still, we're banged up, and I know
Jordy Nelson.
I know Chicago sucks, but.
Is any of your defense out? Seems like Clay Matthews is always hurt.
I think he's good, though. That's who we need. He's our leader.
My brother has faith in that defense because he picked him up and dropped the Patriots deep.
Wow.
Yeah. It's like, bro, that was not a smart move.
Until 2 seconds to go. Fuck.
Yeah. Man, I'm changing. I got the Bills this week, too.
Colts?
Yeah, I think that defense is on point, and they have Shady McCoy's in a room for about $160 and at least two.
I don't think so. I think you're fantasy jerking off right now.
Nope.
Because you have McCoy. Nope. But
yeah, that's why I have the Vikings scoring 17 because AP's going to break 2 80-yarders. And then they're going to kick a field goal.
Well, but I like Bridgewater out there, though. He was decent last year, and his completion percentage last year for it was on the fantasy stats, but he had one of the highest completion percentages in the red zone last year, like 73%.
It's interesting.
Right?
He didn't really have much to work with.
And I bet AP gets a lot more thrown his way than normal, too, this year.
Maybe you have Mike Wallace, too, now.
Yeah. I'm not high on Mike Wallace, but yeah.
I mean, they're not going to be bad. I think our division's still the best division in football, but the NFC West is probably close.
Yeah.
Real close.
If the Bears were good, then we'd still, you know. But because the Vikings are going to be probably number two this year. I mean.
The only thing that kills the Buffalo Bills is two words. Tyrod Taylor.
I don't know.
I cannot believe that. EJ Manuel is their third-string quarterback.
Well, why? Because he was terrible last year.
He didn't play like half last year, though.
I know, but when he did, it wasn't.
I still think he's better, but I don't know.
Tyrod is a veteran. He's been around. He backed up Joe Flacco for a while, and he's a running quarterback. Fantasy-wise, I think he'd be an okay play while he's playing.
Taylor?
Yeah. Tyrod, okay. Because of his running.
Virginia Tech, I mean, they know him for their running quarterback, so.
I mean, that's what he does is run. I mean, on Madden, Derek always put Tyrod in.
Really?
Like, when he was close, and he would run it.
Oh.
Like, just randomly. Yeah. And run it.
Joe Flacco is slow as a wheelchair.
Yeah, he's not very fast. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to this Packers-Bears game. Start the season off right.
Who do you think has the best record overall at the end?
You talking about who wins the Super Bowl?
No, just who has the best regular season record.
In the league?
Yeah.
The
league.
I don't know, man. It's hard to, after seeing what the Patriots did last night, it's hard not to say the Patriots, but.
I think that was going to be mine, too.
Patriots, and then the Colts will probably have a good record because their division's horrible.
They got the Texans twice. I think the Texans are going to be good, too.
They'll probably get them once.
I think they play the playoff, and they make the playoffs.
I like the Colts. I like the Pats, and obviously I like my Packers.
Yeah, I think Chancellor's really going to kill the Seahawks, though.
Yeah.
That hurts them. He's the best safety, I think, probably in football.
Are they going to be able to do it 3 times in a row, though? That's my thing. I don't know about the Seahawks this year.
I mean, they got
Jimmy Graham.
Yeah. And New England definitely can be passed on. Like, New England's defense didn't scare me at all last night. Their number one corner is Malcolm Butler.
Yeah.
So.
Well, he had the big play in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but they lost Browner, Revis, and they lost their nickel corner, Kyle Arrington. So they lost their top 3 corners. Like, that's so crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy.
And they didn't really upgrade much anywhere else.
No.
They got Gerard Mayo back from injury, and yeah, that's it. They didn't add. I mean, they lost Vereen.
Right.
So
clearly, they don't need him.
Yeah, so in my eyes, they just got worse. But again, Tom Brady's fired up, so.
Yeah.
Tony Kornheiser said it on PTI the other day that the two people he would have made sure he picked in fantasy football would be Tom Brady and AP because he thinks they're mad at the league.
I guarantee they are. That's a good point. That's crazy because one of the dudes in our league has Rodgers and AP.
And there is another matchup here right at the top that I see that I would like to discuss, and that is Browns-Jets.
Okay.
One of these two will be the worst in the league. I will say that whoever loses this game is the worst team in the league.
I could go with that, but I really do think it's going to be the Browns.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it's going to be the Jags. I was like, damn it, man. I want the Jags to be good.
You mean the Jets?
No, I mean, I was just throwing, like, everybody picks the Jags as the worst team.
Oh, yeah.
I was just drifting off there.
But, well, you said Jets, Browns.
I know.
But anyway, yeah, I think the Browns are going to be the typical Cleveland Browns. And I think the Jets might be okay this year.
Once Geno Smith comes back.
Yeah, it sucks that he got jacked in the mouth and broke his jaw. But
I thought it was funny that he got punched in the mouth or whatever, and then Buffalo picked the dude up who did it. Like, Rex Ryan, you're such a dick.
Over $600, yeah. Too. Like, these dudes are fucking
$600?
Loaded. $600? Yeah. Dude owed.
I wouldn't
Geno
even
owed
hit you for $600.
Yeah, Geno owed him $600, and he said he wasn't going to pay him, so dude jacked him in the mouth. I guess for the point.
Yeah.
Dumbass.
It's the principle of the
like,
matter.
Like, dude, I don't make fucking $3 million a year. I'm sure that dude doesn't. Geno probably makes pretty good money, too, so.
Yeah, I think the Browns would be the worst team in the league.
Yeah.
I just feel for the Jags, man. Losing Julius Thomas after you get you a good free agent.
Yeah.
Like, man, that sucks.
What happened to him?
Oh, man, injury. I want to say it's his knee.
Oh, really? That sucks. But, dude, Jordy Nelson, the thing that pisses me off about him getting hurt is that no one touched him. He just turned and blew out his ACL. Like, that fucking sucks, man.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't even a contact drill or nothing because they showed the replay on SportsCenter, and he was just literally, it was just the way he was cutting.
Yeah, he jumped, landed, cut, and fell down. And that sucks.
Oh, no. Julius Thomas went through surgery on a broken finger.
Oh.
Which I feel like is crazy because the dude, Michael Floyd from the Cardinals, had three fingers. What was it? He had three fingers puncture the skin and actually come out and bone showing, and then he's going to play week one. So, like, how's Julius Thomas out 5 to 6 weeks?
Right.
But that's crazy. Yeah. Another. I like the Texans. I like the Seahawks.
I think the Seahawks game will be closer than what people think.
I just hope that the NFC West doesn't make it to where there's no wild card spots available.
Yeah.
That would really suck.
Also, I think the Dolphins are going to have a good year.
I just don't see the Lions getting in over the car. I don't see us beating you all unless Rodgers goes down.
Yeah, I know.
There's no way. But I looked at the stats the other day, and Rodgers 31 and Stafford's 27, so we got a shot.
What, you think because he's younger?
No, I'm just saying, Rodgers will retire, and Stafford's still around, you know. Calvin's 27 too, so we're good.
Yeah.
We got some guys that'll be in their early 30s when your dude's in his late 30s.
Well, just saying, look at Tom Brady and Peyton Manning.
Yeah, but
I mean, Rodgers is going to be around for
a while.
Dude,
I know, but Peyton Manning's like a couple more concussions away from just dying, I think. He looks so fragile.
I know, he really does.
Like, I don't even want to see him get hit, and I don't even like the guy.
He looks like his knees and his back hurts when he, like, is moving around, running.
I guarantee you, dude, he's going to be, like, for real, like, crippled, I think. Like, he's going to have to sit in a wheelchair or something when
he's
like 60.
He's going to be the Muhammad Ali of
no,
football.
Dude, he's not going to get Parkinson's. I don't think that's
multiple concussions.
Jeez. Yeah, I do think the Dolphins are good too, though. You're right.
Yeah.
Going back to that.
I like Tannehill.
I don't, but they have Jordan Cameron now, and they don't have Mike Wallace.
Right. And they have Jarvis Landry. And
yeah, I like him too.
Who's their other receiver?
Brian Hartline. No. Devontae Parker, that's who they got in the draft.
Yeah.
Depth shot.
And that, everyone was high on Perryman for the Ravens.
Oh, they got Kenny Stills, too. And Greg Jennings.
Oh.
Man, they got four decent receivers.
No, Greg Jennings. That's Wish we still had him.
Deion Sims is their other tight end, so that's not that bad.
James Jones re-signed
with
us.
Yeah, I told Johnny that the other day.
That's big, dude.
I know, but the dude in our league, he had Jordy Nelson and then panicked, so he dropped him and picked up Ty Montgomery for you all. So then I was like, dude, I know they're just going to sign some veteran wide receiver. I was like, but I didn't say nothing. So I'm like tempted to pick him up now, but I'm kind of just leaving him out there for that guy.
He's a good flex play on certain weeks.
James Jones, yeah, dude. He just caught 3 touchdowns in a game for you all once.
I know, I had him.
Cardinals Saints could be a good game, too. But I'll be watching the Lions and Chargers game.
Yeah, I'll be watching Packers.
Sunday ticket. I won't be. I'll be probably watching all of the Colts game.
Why?
Go Shady.
Uh-oh.
Always rooting against the Colts, too.
I don't know. Shady, you mean, he'll be all right, I think. But
the Colts could play the Packers, and I would still cheer for the Colts. No. That's the only team they could play. I will not. There's seriously nobody you all can play to make me root for you.
I mean, there's really no one you all can play to make me root for you guys either, so.
That's fine.
I'm only going to be rooting for Calvin and...
Root for you all if you play... No, I can't.
I'll be rooting for y'all because I have your guys on fantasy.
See? You're forced to it. I made sure I didn't draft any Packers, Bears, or any of them.
I'll be rooting for your loss, but then to do good. Like, I want you all to lose.
You just want the yards and stuff, huh? That's
cool, bro. I want you all to be winning the whole game and then lose at the very end.
That's cool, bro.
Like, Calvin needs to catch, like, you know, go off for, like, 200 yards and 3 touchdowns.
Man, I'm making all kinds of changes to this.
In a loss. Who else are you changing?
I changed Baltimore over Denver.
I like the Cardinals, too. Their defense is solid.
Baltimore.
I know.
You change. No, I was thinking about it.
Yeah.
Because New Orleans is interesting for some reason. But, again, I think Arizona could be real good.
Yeah, I don't know. How do you think Denver is going to be this year?
Again, Peyton Manning's old.
Oh, no.
If he gets hurt, they're really effed.
Oh, yeah. He looked rough the last few games last season.
I don't – a lot of people probably wouldn't agree, but, like, his ball-throwing abilities is just gone now. Not gone, but, like, his certain velocity and stuff,
yeah.
It's just not there.
Oh.
And
– he throws ducks a lot of times.
That's what I was meaning.
No spiral.
Well, it just doesn't seem like he's throwing the ball hard. He can still throw it far, and he can throw it accurately, but he just...
Doesn't have the zip.
Yeah.
Like Rodgers or even Flacco has a fucking arm. I mean, he's not the greatest quarterback by any means, but... I think he's overpaid for sure.
Definitely.
I think Ray Lewis took him to that Super Bowl.
Man, I changed a bunch of these. I didn't make very good picks. Who do you think wins the Mariota versus
Winston
matchup?
I like Mariota.
Yeah, I did, but I just changed it back to Tampa Bay.
I don't like Jameis Winston. There's something about him I'm not sold on.
It's good that he went to them because it's in the state of Florida.
Right.
But, I mean, he has good wideouts to work with, but there's seriously no running game.
Yeah.
Doug Martin's terrible.
I know, dude. I'm so pissed about that, too. He was so good his rookie year, had that great game.
I believe the term they like to use is he was a flash in the pan.
Mm-hmm.
Like David, oh, man, I feel bad for David Wilson. Playing like half a year and then breaking your neck or whatever, and then you can't ever play football again.
And he was good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He'd be there running back there now.
Yep. And Rashad Jennings would be backing him up.
But, yeah, and I'd like the Raiders this year for some reason. I think Carr's going to do good. They got Amari Cooper.
Yeah, they do have some tools, but fuck. They have
Khalil Mack, Justin Tuck.
Who isn't Latavius Murray their running back?
Yep.
He should be solid.
Yeah, so I think they could make some noise. Granted, I don't know what their secondary looks like anymore. Does Charles Woodson still play for them?
I don't know. Did
he retire?
I feel like he should have retired.
I feel like I would have known about this.
But I just feel like you go to die in Oakland. And
no, man. It's strictly a change. It's still good, man. I would how to play for the Raiders. You're living in the best state in the world. Sunshine every day. Granted, you're not living in the best part of town, but there might not be a lot of trees in Oakland, but, you know.
Well, you could always just drive to work and live in L.A. or whatever, or whatever's close by. Still got Woodson.
Yep. Woodson, Hayden, Khalil Mack. Justin Tuck is Khalil Mack's backup.
Wow.
That can't be right. Khalil Mack plays linebacker, I thought. Anyways, the only game on the schedule that even matters this week is the Lions playing Phillip Rivers.
That should be a high-scoring game. Hopefully Calvin has some...
It should be, but... Well, I was about to say Eric Weddle could present problems for us, but he's like 5'10", so I would hope Megatron could do something with that. But we do have a new... Yeah, a new left guard and a new center, so I'll be intrigued to see how the offensive line works. Because if you look, we got Peyton Manning's center from last year. We have a veteran on the right side in Warford. And then we got the two younger guys in Riley Reiff and Tomlinson, which have both been drafted in the first round in the last 5 years.
Yeah.
And then I don't know much about Waddle. But I do think it's going to be on Eric Ebron's year.
Well, as much as they hyped him up last year, he needs to do something. Did he get hurt or something last year? No, he just didn't do anything?
Yeah, he was just a non-existent. And, I mean, they were kind of loaded last year at tight end with Pettigrew and Fourier. And
yeah,
I think
true.
They might have had Tony Scheffler still, too.
That's crazy.
Yeah, he was worth the 10th pick overall for sure. We should have just drafted a receiver like we always do.
Y'all always do, yeah.
And we need wide receiver now. We have Johnson and Tate, but after that, our third wide receiver is Lance Moore.
Yeah, he was decent with Drew Brees.
3 years ago. Two teams later.
It's kind of like Colston.
He lands with us, and I'm sure we'll release him like week six or something.
Yeah.
And Broyles makes the team still. Like, dude, you have the most college receiving yards of all time. How are you our seventh receiver on the depth chart?
Yeah, that's pretty insane. He must have not applied himself after college.
Have you seen, you have Instagram?
No.
Dude, his fucking wife. Smoking. White girl. Wow.
So he's not really worried about football, huh?
Uh-uh. They had pictures on Instagram of them, like, overseas and stuff. Crazy.
Wow.
Like, how are you taking trips overseas and you make, like, the NFL minimum? Our defense, though, we get Tulloch back after having the dumbest torn ACL of all time. You don't remember that?
No.
He sacked Aaron Rodgers and then did a celebration towards ACL while he was celebrating.
Yeah. When he was like,
mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah,
showing off. He was doing the Clay Matthews thing, I think, too. Like, that's what you get. But him and Levy this year, dude, we should be unstoppable. Granted, we lose everybody on our offensive line except our ends, so really just the inside part. But we got Nada.
Yeah, that's nice. I like Nada.
But he's old. He's coming off injuries.
How old is he? 31.
So he's not that old, I guess, for defensive tackle, but still, I'd rather have Vince Wilfork.
Yeah.
Why didn't we get him? Dude, yeah, me and Johnny were talking about that last night, too. Think about their front seven in Houston when four of them are Brian Cushing, Jadeveon Clowney, Vince Wilfork, and J.J. Watt.
Good God.
All four of those guys in the box.
That's scary.
For anybody's offensive line.
Yeah.
If they bring the house, they're getting to the quarterback.
No doubt.
They seriously might kill him. Dude, on Hard Knocks, they had an MLS kicker from the women's come out and kick field goals.
Yeah.
And I forget, they started out at like 30-yard field goal. And then Bill O'Brien's like, Vince, Vince. And then Vince Wilfork comes up there, and she goes and kicks the first one, and she makes it dead on. And then he gets up there and kicks. Vince Wilfork is kicking field goals, nails it, nails the first one. So then everybody goes crazy and whatnot, and then he backs him up to like a 40-yard field goal. She nails that one. And then he gets up there, dude. He hits that too, and everybody goes crazy, dude. And then he's like, no more, no more. He didn't want to pull a hamstring, I guess. But, dude, it was so funny watching him kick. It looked like he was doing kickball.
That's awesome.
I've never seen
it. Was it a soccer ball they were kicking or
they're
football?
Kicking a football.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm sure they've practiced that a little bit, you know.
I mean, I don't know. He's a defensive tackle. I don't know how much time he spends kicking field goals, but maybe.
It's probably just, you know, shit they do for fun. Like, basketball players always just shooting half-court and full-court shots and shit at practice. That's true. I mean, I'm just thinking how I would act at a practice after being wore the fuck out and being there for fucking 2 hours. You want to have some sort of fun.
Yeah, like the last thing you do before you leave is kick a couple field goals or something.
Yeah. So.
I really want to poison my lungs, but I don't want to stop this thing. Like, just continuing with no pauses.
Yeah, no, it is nice. Oh, Mayweather's fighting again. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah, it was Berto.
He's the most boring fighter to watch.
I know. I want to see him change weight classes and fight somebody, but he won't. He just wants to go 50. No, he's going to try to go 50-0.
Oh.
Yeah, I think he's going to fight this guy, and then hopefully he fights Pacquiao again. If he fought Pacquiao again for 50-0, I would buy that fight.
If I was Manny, $100 again.
I don't care, but I think Manny Pacquiao, if he better train his little spick ass off and get out there and do something this time.
Yeah.
That was ridiculous. Oh, I'm hurt. I'm hurt.
Yeah.
Well, they're saying he took some, like, drugs or something in his last fight.
Well,
IV thing.
Well, if it's steroids, I mean, if it was any type of steroids, your steroids help you recover, so I could see that. But, I mean, is he suspended, do you know? I mean, we could look it up.
No, he's not suspended. They're still letting him fight, but these allegations are starting to be a big deal. They're wanting to know what he took and things like that.
You give her the mic after she's completely done talking.
I know, I forgot.
Good job, man.
No one can hear her.
You all right over there? Oh, yeah. Whoa. Probably spelled allegations wrong, but... Oh, no, I didn't. IV injection prior to Pacquiao fight. Oh, no, it was Mayweather, it looks like. Or no. Yeah, it was Mayweather. That's why it didn't come up. But he, of course, denies claims of doping.
Yeah.
Just like he denies that he beats up women. I thought that was so funny when Ronda Rousey called him out at the ESPYs. He's like, oh, I would just pay $200 to watch you all fight.
Oh, my God. That would be amazing. Just put him in a cage.
Give him the UFC gloves. You could even wear headgear, Floyd.
No, fuck that. I want her to fuck him up.
Well, yeah, I know. Plus, it'd be hard not to miss those.
Should be a fight to the death.
Shouldn't be hard to miss those lips and that nose. My God.
I feel like Ronda Rousey could kill him if she wanted to.
Speaking of noses, have you watched the new Tosh?
Mm-mm.
Man, this dude... Oh, my God. I don't even want to talk about it, really. But this dude does not keep up with the blackheads on his nose, and he's from some foreign country. God. Dude, you should see this. This has almost made me puke.
Does he just push on it and it just fucking oozes out?
Yeah. No, he has, like, this special device they give him.
What?
Yeah, it is probably the craziest thing ever. Oh... No, that can't be it. That's it. This is good for the listeners right now. All this dead silence and chewing and.
All right. So while this is loading,
I'll be at the Columbus Comedy Store. No, I'm just kidding. Oh, now it's
at the funny bone.
Yeah, that's it. The Columbus funny bone. I'm sorry. Speaking of that, though, if you do want a date, I'll be going to see Doug Benson in Cincinnati on October 17th. Hopefully, I think the show's at 4:20.
Really?
Yep. First ever Doug Loves Movies or live podcasts that I get to watch.
Sweet.
Yeah, I'm excited. And I think the tickets are only $20, and you pick your own.
Who are you going with?
Kelly.
Okay.
Buying the tickets today.
Are you? Oh my god, that's fucking gross. What the fuck? Those are for real just black.
Yeah, and they're deep too, man. You see the other one's just coming up because he's applying pressure?
Yeah.
He's not even...
Oh my god. Ugh. That's fucking gross.
Looks like he has worms coming out of his nose.
Oh shit. Dude, that one is just straight black. That looks like an old-ass man.
It is. We see him, I think, at the end, but jeez. Yeah. It's fun of it, of course.
Extraction action.
Dude, this season's bad already, because there's been a couple of those videos I just don't want to watch.
Yeah.
But they're good.
Oh! That's great.
You know it's new South Park, right?
That's what I was just about to bring up, dude. That's going to be fantastic.
Yeah, I hope they do it like they did last season, too, where they make everything kind of like a running story title or story plot.
Like the last week runs in, yeah.
That was awesome once they started remembering stuff.
Yeah, no, because it had never been like that.
Well... I think one of the first episodes was like the Washington Redskins one.
Yeah.
And then the next day they go back to school and no one's talking to him.
Right.
And they're like, what the hell's the matter with everybody? He's like, you don't remember telling us all to fuck off and you all were out of here.
It's like, oh man.
Yeah. And then I go and Stan's talking to Wendy. Oh man. Because she's like, you don't remember telling me that you were going to be... I forget what it was, but knee deep in hoes or something that he tells her, and she repeats it back to him.
That's funny. Yeah, that the next season should be great, though.
Oh man,
yeah.
Eating
and stuff.
Take a break.
Yeah, we'll pause this and we'll get back into it.
We'll be back.
Teaser though, I'm gonna maybe talk about an HRA when we come back and make everybody turn this off.
All right.
We'll be right back.
All right.
And we're back.
Thank you. But I don't know. We just got done talking about relocating from the southern Indiana area because my fiance's experience is building in her field of work. And with the more experience, she can get a better job, better paying job, possibly with a bigger and better bigger and better company, I guess.
And probably better pay.
Well, definitely better pay. That just goes along with the experience.
Right. And then you could fulfill your dream of being a stay-at-home dad.
Absolutely. This is not professional of me to have my phone ring, but I have to take this. So, Joe, talk.
All right, so we're back. We should have just took a longer break, but for the Super Bowl this year, I'm taking probably the Packers. I think we can get it going. Nothing to talk about.
Nothing.
It's hard to talk to yourself.
Anyways, back to relocation, but I would be up for it. It's just the Indy part makes it so much less sexier.
Yeah, I don't want to live in Indy.
Relocating to the same state, just the biggest city, would be not ideal. But no. I mean, then I guess I still have city life. But like you were saying, though, stay-at-home dad.
Yeah,
trying to get there. Working slowly at it, but trying to get there.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, getting my degree is part of it, but that's all right. If I have to work for 5 to 6 years and then sit at home and do work like that, that's fine. I can do that. But we got to get there.
Yeah.
Plus, the whole kids thing's still scary to both of us, so. I don't know.
Yeah.
The dogs, as far as we're both willing to go right now. And even adding a second dog scares us, so.
It's a lot of responsibility.
Yeah. I barely take good care of myself. Actually, I don't take good care of myself. So I don't. That's why I don't think it would be good.
Yeah.
And plus, I mean, she's messy, so.
Yeah, dude, she is messy.
That's why I'm going to be glad that I'm going to have 5 days off a week to where I can maintain and keep the house clean and right. not just constant chaos, because that's what it is.
I know. She has so many clothes, dude. It's insane.
Yeah, I mean, she has so many clothes that pretty much we're finding new places to put my clothes to make room for all of hers. Because I have right now, like, there's, like, four racks in the closet. I have one rack off to the far left, and then I have one drawer, and then I have my t-shirts all in this, like, cubby I open up. And she has the rest of this eight-piece dresser. The whole closet's full of her clothes on the right side, which is three racks. And then there's, like, a middle rack of, like, individual things. I have one rack on that, and then she's got the other seven.
That's insane.
Yeah, and then I have some of my clothes in the back room. Because there's no room for them, so.
Jesus.
Yeah, we have two coffee tables in my back room right now. It's a mess.
Sounds like y'all need to throw some shit away.
Well, I just got new couches in the back room.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, Brad and Tiffany got rid of their, I guess their couches from wherever, got new ones, and I took their old ones. So now I have a couch and a love seat in the back.
Nice.
Yeah, I made it work, but I think we're going to have to get rid of the treadmill.
Yeah. That was a dumb purchase in the first place.
I mean, the dog, I have been using it with the dog more because, like, he's just to the point now where, like, I spoil him with walks because I take him on, if I'm not doing anything on Fridays and Saturdays, I take him for a walk down around Forest Estates and come back because usually he's tired after that. But,
yeah.
I mean, if not, I try to run him on the treadmill at least 2 days a week to keep him because, dude, he's getting fat. We had the, like, there's a tight opening right there where the love seat and the couch arms meet. And then there's maybe, like, not even a foot to get through there. And the other day, me and Johnny were just chilling in there, and we see the dog just laying there. I'm like, what the hell's wrong with him? We're like, Dexter, come here. And he's, like, trying to scoot with his arms, and he can't get his butt stuck, and he can't get through there. So we have to seriously move both couches out more so he can get through there. Like, man, you need to stop hitting the food so hard, bro.
That's funny.
Because he hit, dude, the wet food kills him, I guarantee you. Because he gets that every other day. Yeah. And then the dry food on top of it. Like, man.
Why do you need the wet food?
She's just started doing it, and now we won't let him go without.
They're not, it's apparently not very good for their teeth or them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because we just mix it with his dry food, and then
he gobbles that shit up, yeah. But, yeah, it's not. Not supposed to be as
it's
good
the,
for
him. It's the Blue Wilderness topper packets. She gets those.
Oh, yeah.
So you just put, it's like juice, and there's like chicken, well, it's actually, this is duck bites.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but yeah, he does eat that.
That's probably
shit
not
up.
Too bad, yeah.
Yeah, because when we don't do that, we get like the Purina ones that are big, but dude, that's way more than like the little topper packets.
Right.
So, yeah, I don't
the
really.
The topper packets, I feel like, are just to help him eat. The food, so I'll eat it.
Well, something makes him fart now. And whatever it is, dude, I don't know what it is, but man, his farts are deadly.
Probably that soft food, dude.
Oh, it's either him or her. But I know it's not me, because I'll claim it.
Right.
But, oh, that's so disgusting.
Yeah, that little guy farts a lot, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Bad?
Yeah.
Yeah, you were talking about the shit earlier.
Yeah.
So, I can only imagine what the farts are like.
Yeah.
Oh, this baby food smells terrible, some of it.
Well, he's just drinking formula and stuff now, so. Not even to food yet, but goddamn. Some of his farts reek.
Oh, my. I was going to say, dude, you let me know if you start trying the baby food. Like, whenever they come in the little jars, dude, because Jordan was baby, I used to, like, get some of it. Like, oh, it don't taste too bad.
Not too bad.
Yeah, if you get, like, the, there's, like, I forget, there's, like, some good taste flavors, but, like, peas and carrots or something. Like, oh, yeah. Who the fuck wants that? Never eat that.
Well, back to football.
Yeah.
How do you think Mike Evans will do?
I mean, he's Mike Evans. He'll do better than Vincent Jackson.
Yeah. It's not saying too much.
Super unprofessional.
Another phone call?
Yeah.
Need to take it?
No, I'm going to wait. We're just going to have to wrap up anyways. We're almost at 45 minutes.
Oh, yeah, we're good.
The only thing I have to wrap up with is that if anyone listens to this, if you will put Tom Sisk in your prayers, he is having surgery to remove a tumor behind his eye.
Damn.
And
he, Tom?
Yeah. And if you could do that, that'd be great. Yeah. It, I guess... 2 or 3 weeks ago, his eye started, like, closing, like, he couldn't control it. And then, I guess, a couple of days later, he had problems swallowing, too.
Damn.
So then he went to the doctor and got put on the medication, and then finally the medication was helping, but he was eating it too frequently because he's supposed to, you know, they just say take it as, you know, your
needed.
Symptoms are, you know, yeah. And... I guess then he finally went in and had, like, a specialist look at it, and that's when they found it and
Damn.
Realized they're going to have to do that. But I don't think it's serious, like a serious thing or anything.
Sounds
but,
serious.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, I think that he'll be all right, but I don't know. I'm kind of nervous about it.
He keep his eye?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, all that should be fine. It's just this tumor or whatever that's back uh-huh. there. Yeah.
Damn. That's scary.
Yeah. Kelly's been kind of worried about it, so I just wanted to put that out there.
Yep. We'll keep him in our thoughts, man. That's crazy.
Thank you. Well, yeah. We'll try to wrap this up on a lighter note, I guess, maybe.
All right. Go Packers this week.
No, don't go Packers.
Fuck the Bears. Bears still suck.
Yeah, fuck the Bears. We'll go out on that. Fuck the Chicago Bears. Hope Jay Cutler breaks his ACL. Tears it, whatever. Hope his whole knee is laying at the 50-yard line. He's laying at 40.
After a Clay Matthews sack.
Yeah. Like, if he was in Cam's Newton truck, I wish that truck would have just kept going off that fucking overpass or whatever it was.
All right, that's enough.
All right, yeah, I'm sorry.
But
I don't.
Thanks for listening. And
if you listen.
Yeah, if you listened. If you made it this far, congratulations.
Yep, well, I'm going to listen to it, and I'm going to make it this far. But, yeah, and we've also, during the title, we've also dropped the episode part from our tag on our, on the.
So it's just going to have
yeah,
a number?
Yeah, so it'll just say number 27, and then I'm going to hit it basically with what the main topic was.
Okay,
football. So today will be, yes, football or baby talk.
Yeah.
Whichever two, I don't know. I started out baby talk, but we did like 3 minutes of that.
Yeah.
So that's not really a main talking point.
All right.
So for Josh, Joey,
and the
other Joey, and Crystal, we are signing off.
We miss you, Corey.